can't believe it. I can't believe it. I am so personally insulted. Never in my life have I, Father Nicholas, been so insulted. This new Governor Schnitzelowski Jr., he thinks he's so wise and smart. Young whippersnapper he is. He gets into his new position, and he fires every single one of the people who worked for his father, including me. I was one of his father's closest advisors. And now, I am no longer invited to be an advisor or to give any advice whatsoever. Which means, in other words, that all the trouble I like making for the Jews is put on hold for now. It's already an entire month. I thought by now he'd get over it and realize how valuable I am to him, just as I was to his father. And he has not called for me yet. You know what? Perhaps it's time for me to pay a visit to him and offer him my services. I like that idea. Let me be on my way now and pay a visit to Governor Schnitzelowski Jr. There's the governor's mansion looming up ahead. And there are the two guards that always stand outside the gates of the mansion, guarding it day and night. I know them well, have passed by them countless times. Good day, guards, and how may you be today?
Oh, we're wonderful. Oh, if it isn't Father Nicholas, and good day to you. I'm assuming you're just passing by.
Yeah, Father, just passing by, huh? Are you not? What do you mean, passing by? I came to pay a visit to Governor Schnitzelowski Jr. That's a good one. You came to pay a visit. How much do you want to pay for that visit?
You're actually probably right. The only way you'll get in past the scars is if you pay us. Because, you know, we were told that none of the old Governor Schnitzelowski Sr.'s advisors or any of his helpers or people that used to work for him should be let through these gates.
Wait, excuse me. Do you know who you're talking to? Father, we're so sorry. You know, we really hate to do this to you, but that's the truth. We were told not to make any exceptions, no matter who it may be.
Yeah, no matter who it may be.
I must get in. I must get in. I must speak to this governor, this young kid. Who does he think he is? The audacity this young kid has. Wait, you did mention, did you not? that I may be able to pay a visit to the governor. How about some of this, hey, gentlemen?
Oh, of course. Yep, of course. You came to pay a visit, and you're paying your dues for that visit. We'll be right back. Just a moment.
Yeah, we'll be right there.
Who is it?
It's your royal guards.
Yeah, there's a special visitor. He says it's very important. He must speak to the governor immediately, right? That's what he said.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, immediately.
And who is it? I am very busy with the affairs of this town. Who is it that wants to take up some of my precious time?
It's Father
Nicholas.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Father Nicholas. I suppose I should have been expecting a visit from him one of these days. All right, send him in and let me be done with it.
Okay, Father, we got you an audience with
Governor Schnitzelowski Jr.
Right, I was going to say that.
Thank you, gentlemen, and may you be blessed.
Oh, thank you.
Ah. These familiar hallways that I have been alienated from. Thrown out like a piece of dust, like a rag, eh? Well, hopefully I'll be able to talk some sense into this young fellow who calls himself our governor. Well, here I am. Now, I must remember to keep my cool at all times, if I even stand a chance with this young fella.
Who is it?
It is I, Father Nicholas. May I enter?
You may enter.
What an enthusiastic greeting, huh? Well, good day, good afternoon, your honored Governor Schnitzelowski Jr. And how are you today? How are things going? How has your first month in office?
Father Nicholas, I'm sorry for cutting you off. I am a very busy person. I have a very tight schedule. What is it that you have come for?
He cut me off just like that. I'm not used to being cut off a minute sentence. The audacity. Well, I'm sure, as you know, that I served as an advisor to your late father. When I think about him, it brings a tear to my eye. Such a wonderful person. I miss him terribly.
I miss him as well. But please, Father Nicholas, get to the point. What is it that you've come for?
As I was saying, you know, I was your father's advisor for many years. I advised him rather wisely, if I may say so myself, for so many years. I've come to offer you the same services I offered to your father. I would love to be your advisor as well.
Well, Father Nicholas, thank you, but no thank you.
What?
You may stay in your church and preach to your people. I have already handpicked a few select individuals to be my advisors, my new advisors. They know politics, and they know how to run the affairs of a town. Thank you for your offer, and you may be on your way now.
But well, I wasn't expecting such a response like that. Governor Schnitzelowski Jr., do you understand? Do you understand how powerful I am in this town? Do you understand that my word is law here? What I say, people listen to. Don't you understand how valuable I am to you?
Oh, is that so, Father Nicholas? I was under the impression that my word is law. It is I, Governor Schnitzelowski Jr., who has the power here. As a matter of fact, if I want, I can have you thrown into my dungeons. And you are telling me whose word is law here?
I'm sorry. My apologies. My apologies, Jan and Governor Schnitzelowski Jr. How I miss his father. Please forgive me. Just a little slip, you know.